Evet.
It's a magical Gemara, then it's a hard Gemara, but it's hard. Okay, we're up to... What? Yeah. This empty seat. This that's also empty. Yeah. This is his seat. No, this one is his. Okay, good. But the words don't look like it's here today. Okay, let's go. Omer Pshim Ben Yochoi. Hey, Dvorim, hey, Shoi, Soi, Son, Mishayev, Ben Nafsho, Vedomo, Beroyshe. Funny, it's like double lotion. Rashi better has it the other way. Rashi learns, Domo, Beroyshe means he'll be punished. Mishayev, Ben Nafsho, he's hurting himself. He'll be punished, and he's causing himself harm. These things are, it's like spooky things. It's oichel shum kolov, botzel kolov, beitzel klufa. Shum is garlic, rice, onions, and eggs that have the peel off. Vashoyse mashkin mezugin she'ovar lein alayla. That goes back on that too. In other words, if you eat shum kolov, botzel kolov, beitzel klufa, that was left overnight, or mashkin was mixed with water, it stayed overnight. If halon beves akvaris, we'll explain. Okay. Even though they're in something in a basket, they're wrapped up. Just that they stay overnight without the peel, puts on a ruach rode. You didn't leave something on it. Ikron is the, like on an onion on top, you have those little hairs. You leave them on, it's okay. If you leave the peel on, it's okay. Avol shir ben ikron o klipos on les lombo. Then there's no problem. Ashoy se mashkin mezugin she over alei and alaylo. Omer biyuda mashmuel vehu shalonu beklimatris. They stayed overnight in some sort of metal container. Omer av popu kli neser ki klimatris domu. I don't know what neser is. My dictionary says it's alum crystals. I don't know what it is. You got an English on that? Kli neser? Anybody get the English there? Yeah. Some sort of no, klinesa. Matagas means the metal, but what is klinesa also is
Natron.
Uh-huh. Okay. So my dictionary says alum crystals. Okay. V'chein omer Reb Yochanan, v'hu shalonim klimatchus, klinesa klimatchus dom. Halon b'veis akvoris, he's doing, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, he's doing it k'dei shetishra olav ruach tumah. He wants to get this koyach from the Ruach HaTumah. He goes to the Beis HaKforis. Zimnen de mesaknen lay. And sometimes they will harm him. If he start up with the Shadim, it can backfire. V'anetel tziporna v'zorkun l'shus harabim. Why? Neshe ishim uberes overes alayin. Well, held it's a sakonik. It can cause an expecting woman to have a map, what do you call it? A miscarriage. Neshe ishim uberes overes alayin umapeles. The loya moron, elo, it's only a problem, the shock of bagustri. You took him off with a nail clipper as opposed to, you know, taking the hands or biting off the nails. The loya moron, elo, the shock of the yodi with the kare. The Gemara's going to change it, but at this point, the Gemara says the problem is only if you cut it with some sort of clipper and you do the nails of the hands and feet. The loya moron, elo, the logozi midi basrayu. You don't cut anything after that. Avogoz midi basrayu, less than one, then there's no problem. To which the Gemara says, "Velohi." All these things we just said is not true. Lukula mil sechashina. Anytime you cut your nails, you shouldn't throw them a place a person could go, because it can cause trouble for nishim uberes. Tana rabbanan gimel dvorim nemru betziponayim sorfon chosid. That's the best thing. If you burn them, then there's no problem. Kovron tzadik. It's good, but it's not as good as sorfon because Rashi says it could become uncovered. They could become uncovered and exposed. So fight this should get hurt. Right, the best way to do it is to burn them. Zorkon, you throw them out in a public place. That's a shena rosh. Make his dam shamish mitos. So make his dam is bloodletting they used to do. You know, some sort of food they used to have. I don't know. If you make his dam and shamish mitos right away, after that, it's not a wise idea. Da amar, make his dam shamish mitos. So. Havilo bonim viskin. The children will be weak, Rashi says. Haloshim. Hey, that's if one of them did a cause of Saddam. Hekizu shneim v'shimshu havyulabonim bali rosam. Rashi said they're very weak. They have some sort of a worm or some sort of bug in their heads, and they're very shvach. Omar Rav, v'loya morom, we only say it's a problem, el delotoy midi. If you don't eat something between the akozes adam and the tashmish amid, avol toy midi, if after akozes adam, before the tashmish, you eat something, that's like breaks it up, then it's not a problem, less one book. Okay. Omar Rav Chizdo, Osloli Odom, Shishamish Mitosu Bayoim, we had it before from other psukim, he brings another posuk, Shinem Vahaftal Reyachu Kamoicha, my mashma, Omrabai, Shemiyira Bodova Maguna, Vitiskana Olof, Omrafuno, Yisrael Kidoishim Heim, Vein Mishamish Mitosayim Bayoim. So funny, Gemara, there's a good bad at them. You just told me it's us, and now you tell me Yisrael Kidoishim Heim. Yisrael Kidoishim Heim usually means it's not us, but it's Safunka. You just told me it's us, what's up with Yisrael Kidoishim Heim? I don't know. So I looked around. Chochem Spitzal, I go to Sefer Fnidi. As a whole, my Rocha, then he said, I don't have a good answer. It's a funny thing. I mean, okay, my Rocha, why are you based off? If it's dark, with Hamachochem Afel, with Kesuso Mishamish, he can cover himself up and block out the light. Tanan, we had in the Mishnah right here, we spoke about it yesterday, the Mishnah said, Beishamai said, you have to separate Eidim between each Tashmish, or Teshamish Laor Aner. So it sounds like you could be Mishamish Laor Aner. We're just saying now that you can't. Tanan, or Teshamish Laor Aner. Ima Tivdok Laor Aner, like we learned. It doesn't mean Teshamish Laor Aner. It means Tivdok Laor Aner. Mishamish holds you need separate Eidim between each Tashmish, but if you check it by the light of the Ner between them, you could use over the same ones. Toshma, then we had a strange brice on the top of Omud Beis. The brice said on top there, still you could do it. So you see that the Mishamish Mitosu is Azay Muguna, but it's not us, that's what it sounds like there. Toshma, Afa Pisha Omer Hamishamish Mitosu Lor Aner, Areza Muguna. So as she says, and Maskona is, if worse comes to worse, you stalk your Mishamish Lanes. You see, it's only Magun, it's not the end of the world. Zogdi Gemara, no, it means Eimo Haboidek Mitosol or Aner Hazeza Maguna. You have to reread that whole Bryce. That Bryce said over there, Tan Rabon, Afa Pi Shomru Haboidek Lor Aner is Maguna. Why? Because he can't see so clearly. So even though that's true, but in this case, Beishame says you could do it Beiner Laner. The word Mishamish has to go out twice from that brisa. Okay. Toshma, Mishal Beis Munbaz HaMelech, Ho Yoisim Gimel Dvor. Beis Munbaz HaMelech did three things. Umaskirin Oisim L'Shvach. And the Chazal mentioned them for praise. They praised them for these three things they did. Ho Yimishamshin Mitoseyin Bayoim. Okay, that sounds like a fellow. We just said you're not allowed to do that. We'll see. Uboitkin mitoseyin b'mila parhavo, they would use for the bdikas. Rashi says either it's cotton or it's a soft wool, one of the two. V'noyagin tumah v'tayre b'shlogim, they were careful. It'll store a tayre on shelik. Okay, let's see what's going on over here. K'toni miyo mishamshin mitoseyin b'yoyim. We just told me you're not allowed to osel mishamish b'yoyim, and there it says they were mishamish mitosim b'yoyim. Zogdi Gemara, Eimo no, Boit can mitoseyim bayoyim, like we said before. They check the bediklos by talking. Zogdi Gemara, Hochanami mistabro. This al kedaitoch, if you want to remain, that the bright is kipshuto. Mishamshin, maskirin also l'shvach. Certainly I can be maskirin, the poshut is awesome, but certainly I can be maskirin l'shvach for that. It moves when you have to change the bright. Zogdi Gemara, no, Eimo Hochanami. Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Eimo Hochanami. It means mishamshin mitoseyim bayoyim. And the Chazal will mishabeir them. Why? It's chosin. You just told me it's awesome. The agav, the ikah oines shino. This was the Beis HaMelech. They worked very hard. They always gemuchet by night. Meganya ba'apre. Take a look at what Rashi says. A very interesting Gemara. Oines shino. Mitoich shu nenas b'shino. By the time night came around, they were wiped out. He couldn't keep awake. Eina mesava lo kol kach. Umishamish l'kiyum mitzas oina ba'almo. Oile ratzoitzo. V'libo kotzpo, really, he's disgusted with the whole thing. V'umnei teisha midas, damirina ben adorim. What says in the dorm? One of the... Yeah, we shall have those kind of things. If he's not fully at peace with her, it's not a good azach. So he wasn't married to kazach. Because they were oinus by night, they couldn't do it by night. If they did it by talking, to him, the mitzvah by day, Und mishabchen oisam for that. Interesting thing. All the people in the back, they're yaivis, they're upward down. We can't just upland it from there. There's got a special case, based on melech. You can't upland it from there, something. But anyway, okay. Now, ubotkin mitosein b'mila farhabo. They did b'dikis. They checked it by day. Lora ner. Lafuki lora ner. No, lafuki lora ner. They kept it till the day and looked in the sunlight.
Which is best?
The sunlight, the other. Lora ner is muguna, yeah, yeah. Because the taco was checked by day. No, now we're up there with the Borgman Simba Mila Farhaba was saying now that they used either cotton or wool. Was the Rashi cotton or semenoki verach? Was soft, clean wool. Messiah le Shmuel, Doma Shmuel, and Boykin is Samita, Ella Pakulin, or but semenoki verach. A pakulin is cotton. So that's exactly what it says. That you should either use cotton or a soft wool. Amarav, Hainu de Kahave Hosum, this is when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I heard them saying something I didn't understand. Hosum, Be'ari Shabbosis, when I was there, Shabbos. There, Shabbos is, Rashi says, Man Oinas Prusha Metalmide Chachomim. I heard them saying, Havu Amri, Man Boi Pakuli Ben Nahamo. Who wants Pakuli for the Nama bread? Namo is a Loshin Nikia for Tashmish. Like we had in Chumash, Vayikakim Alechem Ashehu Oichel. So they were selling B'dika Chlos Poses. That's what they were saying. Who needs Pakulin B'Nahamo? And Rav says, well, that's how they used to say. I didn't know what they meant. V'lo Yedana Maika Amri. Now I understand. Because that's one of the good things to use for B'dikas. Omar Rovo, Hanishachki the Kisna, old worn out clothing of Pishton, is Malal B'dika, is good for B'dika. Ainy, how could that be? Votona de Menashe ain't breaking a samito loba eid odoim, obviously. Veloba eid shochem. Veloba pishton, not with pishton. Elabe pakula in cotton, obetsemen noki virach. So he says here in this brisa that you shouldn't use pishton. You just told me, Robert just said that shaki de kisno go balele bedinga. Good. Loi kash obe kisno, obe mani de kisno. What it says you shouldn't use, that's raw pishton, not made into anything. Rashi says it's not so white, you won't be able to see the dam. When we say it, what they use, what Robert says, use money to kisna, meaning a piece of clothing made out of pishton. V'boy is saying, mohova hova money to kisna. We're both talking about not raw flax, but something made out of pishton. Old ones are better than new ones. That's not so clear. Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn the old ones are whiter than the new ones. It's a funny zach. Tosfos said the Metzia should be the other way. The new ones should be whiter than the old ones. So some say because they wash them out a lot so they get white. Or some learn the old ones are better than the new ones. Not because they're whiter, because they're softer. Digger cloth has to be soft. It's hard. It won't pick up what it has to pick up.
It's like a new towel. When you get a new towel, this is absorbed.
Oh, right, okay. So the usage makes it better. Okay. Nogim tumah v'tayr b'shlogim. What's going on? What's the din of tumah v'tayr by shelig? Tanan hos. Shelig ain't a lo yoichel v'lo mashke. On the face of it, shelig is nothing. It's not a noichel. It's not a mashke. But as the Mefarshim explained in the Mishnah, it's more noita to be a mashke than a oich. Mele, the Mishnah says, Chishev olav la'achilo, he had a mashke, should be a meichel, that doesn't do it. Ein ha'matame tu mas'oichel. It's like botla daitas, most people don't look at it as a oich. Botla mashke, if he has a machevis mashkin, then matame tu mas'mashke. Okay, now a very interesting Mishnah here. Nitmo miktsosoi loy nitma kulo. That says you have a snow here, right? So a tomei touches it here. You have a piece of snow here, a piece of snow like this. A tomei touches it. It doesn't all become tomei because it's separate snowflakes. They're not connected. There's no chibur over there. What he touched becomes tomei. Eino chibur al kol koyrit b'fneyatzol choshu. Every snowflake, so to speak, is looked at separate. They're not connecting them. So if you touch the snow over here, what you touched is tomei. But the rest of the piece of snow is not tomei. Okay. Now, nitar miktsosoi, nitar kulom. That's an interesting thing. You have a big piece of snow, which is tomei already. Now, how do you make something tar? So you put in the mikveh, but lamaisa you can only put into the mikveh an odom or a kli. No food or mashke has tyre b'mikveh. There's no such thing. You have a tomei apple, you can't put in the mikveh. There's no such thing. The only food that can become tor is water. Water becomes tor not by putting it in the mikveh, but by hashoka. You connect it to the mikveh, that's called zriya. It now becomes part of the mikveh. Let's say you have a cup of water here. The water's tomei. You bring it to the mikveh, you let it overflow. Now the water's touch. It's not the pshat you toivel the water. Pshat is that water, it's like you were zoreya into the mikveh. Now it's part of the mikveh, so it's tor. Shelig is bad samayim. Shelig can have tyra by hashok. So you have a piece of snow, that's tomei. So you take a cleave full of water and you let it run over and it touches this piece of snow. Now, before we said that if the tomei touches the snow, it's not the makula, because they're not all connected, not one big chunk. It's separate flakes. Dosh state fakert. Dosh state that when I touch the water to here, the whole thing becomes tor. I look at it like one piece. A funny zah. The Russian tyrant says, look, you're saying it's not a chibur lakula. And it is a, I'm sorry, lechumra. And it is a chibur lakula. I mean, that makes sense, but you're saying become Tommy, you say it's separate, Lakula. To become Torah, the Seichel would be the other way. It says a very interesting thing. It says like this. There's no Chibur over here. In other words, when I touch a piece of snow, it's not I'm touching this piece. I'm touching this one flake, and this flake touches that flake. So Tuma can't go that way. But Tyra, what's the pshat with the Tyra? It's not the pshat that it makes it Torah. The pshat is when the water touches this piece of snow, this piece of snow becomes part of the mikveh. Because the Mishnah says in Mikvoyis that Shelig is mamalias a mikveh. You can make a mikveh out of snow. So when you touch this piece of snow, this snow is part of the mikveh. So it's now touching the next piece of snow. So that's part of the mikveh. Here it can continue like that. But Tumah can't happen. Because by Tumah, when I touch this piece of snow, this piece of snow is tummy. Now it's a shani. You can't go further. Here, when the water touches the first piece of snow, the first piece of snow is not part of the mikveh. So the second piece of snow is touching the first piece of snow. So now that's part of the mikveh. So it can continue in a chain. That's how the Rash learns this. Now, the Gemara has another problem over here. How did the whole piece of snow become tummy? You just told me, nitva miktsosoi, loy nitva kulo. I touch a piece of snow only where my finger hit. So how do you get a case that you have to have nitta mitzosa nitta kulo? How did it become tummy altogether? How good for kasha? I'm nitta mitzosa loy nitma kulo. How did Tony nitma mitzosa nitta kulo? Remember the nitma kulo. I mean, this punk chunk of snow is completely tummy. Because the answer to that is very simple. When we said that nitma mitzosa is not nitma kulo, we meant because it's separate pieces. Because when I touch this, I didn't touch this. But there's tumas that you don't have to touch each piece. If he puts the whole chunk of snow into a tummy klicheris, it's tummy. Or they say, you bring the whole piece of snow into oil ames. I don't have to touch his piece. There becomes tumor from what's around. He put it, he had a klicheris that's tummy. The din in klicheris is, once the klicheris is tummy, it's metame me aviro. You don't have to touch the kli. The aver itself is tummy. You have a klicheris like this, a pot, and it's tummy. It's a rishon. I put an apple into the kli, not touching, just into the airspace of the kli, it becomes tummy. That's the din of Avak Klicheris. So I took the chunk of snow and I put it in there, finished, it's all tummy. The HaToyre Eidal Klicheris, Afilu Molechardl, even it's full of mustard seeds. All the mustard seeds are tummy. Now how could that be? The wall of the kli touches the first mustard seed. That becomes a sheni. Can't be metame the next one. So how do all the mustard seeds become tummy? The Teretz says they don't get the tumor from touching the kli. They get the tumor from the avir of the kli. It's a special zeru sakosim in klicheret, sakumra. You don't have it anywhere else. That the avir of a klicheret is tummy. Okay. Now so it's a very hard gemara. And the difficulty here is not just in the Gemara, it's in the Metzias, the Gemara describes, it doesn't fit with what we know, it just doesn't fit, nothing we can do about it. We'll work with the Gemara because that's what we have. They just get the little background. The Gemara here makes a mussel in the Isha to the different parts. Just get the basic structure here. You have the Mokko, what they call the uterus, where the baby, the Rechem, where the baby is held. Now that, the Ram explains, that's called the Rechem. It's often called the mokar, and in this mission it's called the cheder. What calls it the cheder over here? Because it's inside. It's all the way inside. After that, the Gemara has something called the proizdor. What exactly the proizdor is not so clear. But whatever it is, it leads to the beis hachitz, and it leads out of the body. But again, the way the Gemara has it is you have the cheder. The cheder and the prosdor are on the same level. The cheder is towards the back of a body, and it's coming forward, you go into the prosdor. Now the dam that bothers us is the dam that comes from the rechem through the mokar, they call the cervix, and goes into the beis achiz. That's the dam that's trouble, the dam of the mokar. So that dam goes from the cheder, they call it, through the mokar. See, that whole thing is called the mokar. Sometimes that piece, the cervix, is called the mokar. You got to be careful. Goes through the mokar into the prosdor. It's the prosdor. The best we can see it is the upper part of the beis achiz. It's a little past where the Ava reaches, as the Rambam says. The Ava reaches into the beginning of the prosdor, but not all the way up. Now, when the dam comes out of the cheder and goes into the prosdor, it comes in on the bottom. That's how they learn, on the bottom. Then there's an... should have brought a picture in it. Yeah, I'm not sure that's a good picture, though. I don't know. Yeah, but that's not that the Gemara has that. What they have for the Aliyah then? Nobody knows what the Aliyah is. Oh, wait. Sorry. Oh. Okay. Yeah, good enough. This is the cheder. This is what we call the Beis Achiz, called the Beis Arechem. The dam goes this way into the prosdor and then drops down and out of the body. The prosdor continues over there. In the middle of the prosdor, you have it dropping down. That's the way out. Now, that's pretty much what we know. The Gemara has, on top of the cheder and the prosdor, it's not exactly what they picture it, it's like a whole thing, something called an aliyah. Which I don't know if in the English books they have it. I don't know if they know in science what that is. The aliyah. It's something in our body. There's a lul, a doorway, a little hole from the lul that leads into the prosdor. Now, sometimes dam can come down from the aliyah into the prosdor. Now, that dam is not dam nida. We don't do it us. That's dam from a wound in our body. Now, there's going to be two places we deal with. We can find dam in the prosdor before the lul, what they call back of, no, it's behind the lul, which would pashtus be from the cheder, because it goes like this. Or you can find dam on the other side of the lul. Now, that's very hard to believe that I came from the market. That pashtus came from the aliyah. Now, the pashtus also explained that this floor down is slanted down. So when the dam comes out of the aliyah into the prosdor, it naturally will go that way, not that way, because it's slanted down. Okay, let's see if we can get through this. Do you have an English word for the aliyah? Because I don't think in the anatomy books there's something called an aliyah today. Upper cavity. Okay, I don't think there's anything there. But okay, well, it doesn't make a mention. Let's go. We'll try. Moshul moshul chachomim be'isha. This is the moshul they gave. Hacheder. Again, the cheder is the rechem. That's the inside. That's where the baby is. That's where the dam will come through. That's the dam that is trouble. V'ha prosdor. V'ho aliyah. That is the damnida. That's what we call damnida. Damu aliyah to. That's like a dam from a stomach. It's internal bleeding. It has nothing to do with our problem. Now, nimtzo beproizdor. If dam is found in the proizdor, sveikoy tomei lefishe cheskosum in amoka. We'll see if we can go through this. What it really means is a very funny lotion. It means it's not a sovik, it's a vadai. Sveikoy tomei, but it has a din of a vadai because cheskosum in amoka. Roiv Domi min Amok. We'll see. Let's see. Rami Bashmu Rabbi Yitzchak Greider Rabbi Yehuda Tonu Nido Bei Rafuna. They were learning Nido by Rafuna. Very good. Ashkechinu Rabba Bar Rafuna the Yatsvei Biko Amrei. So Rabba Bar Rafuna came and he found them saying as follows: Hacheder mi bifnim, haprosdor mi bachutz, the Aliyah benuyo al shteim is built over the two. The lul, like a little opening, posuach bein aliyah leproizdor. Okay, let's just see the Rashi there. First Rashi: cheder mibifnim, proizdor mibachutz. Shneim ze etzel ze beoivigufa. They're on the same level. Cheder letzarachure, towards the back. Uproizdor lefoneh, more to the front. V'kois leirechem lemato beemtza prosdor, like we just saw. In the middle of that prosdor, in the middle comes down the kois lebeisarechem. V'derech shom domim yodzim. That's how the dam goes out of the body. That's the opening to the outside. Okay. Now, what did they say? Let's see what they said. So they described it. Now they said it didn't. Nimtzo min halul vilifnim. It was found in the prosdor inside of the lul, meaning towards the marker, right? The lul is in the middle of the pros. It's found in the back, towards the cheder. Sveikoi tome. Then we down the sofik to be tome. We say it came from the marker. Because again, for the dam, let's get the facts. For the dam, aliyah, to come down out of the lul into the prosdor and go back requires some jumping. Because when it comes down, the prosdor is slanted. It should come out of the aliyah and go forward. If it went back, it couldn't happen naturally. We'll say it has to be either she jumped, she leaned back, she did something to pull the dam back. It's not the normal way of happening. Okay. So therefore, you sort of assume it, at least be sofek, that it's dam amokr. It's not dam from the aliyah. It's from the mokr. Because the mokr's dam comes out before the prosdor starts. It never gets to the lul. It should go out. Again, it's on the bottom. And it goes right out and down. Okay. Min halul vilachutz, sveikoi tohar. So again, let's just get, there's going to be four sheets. Let's just keep our heads on here. There are two places. There's min halul vilifnim, that's closer to the mokr. That's min halul vilachutz, which is more likely aliyah dam. They said as follows. The inside is sofek tomei. The outside dam is totally gamre. Okay. What? They knew everything. They knew everything. Ramban read. Rangish, you bring some Ramban. We who don't know anything, everything's torn. That's it, Ramban. What?
Different color.
No, if they say it's all the same color. If it's different colors, then we wouldn't have the problems. We could pin it down. Pasha, it's all the same color. That's the problem. Toys says, what? Yeah, but not here. Here, Toys says the Damali is the same color, or else we'd have no problem. You're right. That would simplify matters a lot. That's what Tosis says. He had thought if the dam dali was a different color, then how could there be a sofek a dam shebeproizel? We'll see what color it is. Okay. So again, they said min aluv lefnim is tomei sofek, min aluv lachutz is tohar. Okay. Also, so he heard that. Who heard that? Who was that? One second. Rabbi Bar Huna heard that. Also, Vomle, he went back to Rav Huna. Right? They were learning by Rav Huna, and that's what they said over. Right. The back is sofek tomei, the front is tohar. He went back to his father and he said, "Sveikoi tomei amrit lon mar. You told us it was sofek tomei. That's what I thought you said. Vanan shecheskosu min amoketan. How could you say it's sofek? The Mishnah says cheskosu min amoket. Look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Sveikoi tomei mi sofek tomei tuma vadois, because cheskosu min amoket. That should be vadei tomei, because the chazok is it comes from the marker. No reason to assume the dam back. Most dam comes to the marker. For the dam aliyah to get, it would have to go back. She'd have to do a somersault. Omalei, you're right. Ano hochiko aminu min halul vilifnim vadei tomei min halul velachut sveikoi tomei. They misunderstood what I said. Again, they said the back is sofek tomei. The front is vadai tor. It's a step more. The back is vadai tome. And the front is sofek. So comes Abai, say, I don't understand what you're saying, Rav Huna. You're saying, what are you saying? You're saying the middle thing is vadai tome. Why? Because kosum min amoke, right? The stuff in front is a sofek tome. So I don't understand. Maishno min alul velachutz, the sveikoi tome. Why do you have any sofek on the dam in the front? How did the dam from the marker get past the lul? The dam from the marker comes out on the bottom of the prosdor, and goes right down. To get across, how did it get across that thing and get past the lul more forward? How'd that happen? They're right. It's vaday tor. How could dam tome get over there? Ella what? The dilma shochsor umicheder osu min alul velefnim. When the dam came out from the marker, she bent forward. So it pushed the dam forward and it skipped over him and he wound up on the other side. Meaning your choishesh for strange things happening here. It's not the normal run. The normal run should have taken the dam out and anything forward should be tore. Hello, what? Okay, that's reasonable. Your choishesh. That she made a forward movement. She had a tumble salt. But Eibazay named. So he's saying like this. If you're worried about that, then the dam in the back should also be a sofek. Why are you sure it's tomei? Because it's from the marker, the lul, when it comes out, goes forward, down. Maybe she did a backward somersault, and it flipped the dam to the back of her body. Understand? If you're not worried about jumping, this should be varei tomei, this should be varei tor. You go to chazokas, everything is normal. Elowot, you have a sofek tumah in the front. I mean, you're worried about a lady who pushed forward. So be worried about it later, push backward. Moshe, I don't understand what you're saying. That's what he says to him. Nami Ema is Dakra. She flipped back. Ume Aliyah also. So you could have Torah in the back. So make the back dam Tosafot. Elom Rabaye. It can't be what you said. Your psak can't be. Your, again, what was your psak? In the back is Vaday Tomei. In the front is Sofik. Let's get it, Zayn. If we concern ourselves with the possibility of the woman doing calisthenics in the middle here, each one has to be Sofik. The one in front, you're right, Pashtus is Tor, but it could be she pushed forward, so it's Sofik Tomei. The one in the back, you're right, Pashtus is Tomei, but she might have done a reverse somersault, and she's it's Tor. If you go by the normal run of things, you don't worry about calisthenics. There are four pshatim here. We're not finished yet. You have the first Amoraim. They held Sofek and Vaday Tor. Rav Huna holds Vaday Tomei and Sofek. Abai holds either it's Sofek and Sofek, or it's Vaday Tomei and Vaday Tor. There are four possibilities in this Mishnah. Oh, what was that? Toner Epri. Now, what's the difference between Vaday and Sofek? First of all, what do you chayiv on Bias Migdosh? She walks into the Beis Hamikdash. She's chayiv kor, she's chayiv chatos. On a vada, if she's vada tomei, for shtetzal, she has to bring a korban chatos. If she's sofek tomei, you can't bring a chatos. Chatos of all a sofek, whatever, but you can't bring a standard chatos. Number two, sofek and all of us are truma. If she's a vada tomei and she touches truma, we burn it. It's a vada tomei. If it's sofek, it's toilet. Okay. Tony Repriya. Dama nimtzu ba proizdor. Chayov in olov. Now we have to be careful. Don't he mean lefnim? Do he mean lechutz? We don't know. We'll see. Tony Apriya. Dama nimtzu ba proizdor. Chayov in olov al bias migdush v'sorf in olov zatruma. V'rav katino omar ein chayov al bias migdush ein sorf in olov zatruma. Okay, we have right there beautiful machloikis. He says vada. He says tomei. Are they talking in or out? We don't know. Let's see. Lahach lishne de omar abaye ibosuch shosho azlis. That was Abai's first side. You go Bosuch Shosha. What's the din? Inside a Sofek, outside a Sofek, correct? That's Abai's side, right? Sofek, Sofek. According to him, there's no Tzad Vaday. No Tzad Vaday Tomei, no Tzad Vaday Tor. Zog the Gemara, that's exactly. Then Rav Katina is very good. Rav Katina said it was a Sofek. He means in both places. He holds like that Abaye. But Rav Chiya is clearly against Abaye. Because according to Abaye, there's no case that's Vaday. There is no such thing. Is lahach lishnedom Abaye ibosach shosha azlis. Messiah Rav Katina, that's Rav Katina. Upliga the Rav Chiya. Okay. That Loshin is Rav Katina against Rav Chiya. Because there's no way to maneuver Rav Chiya. Because according to Abaye in that Loshin, there's no case that's Vaday. And Rav Katina, we're talking both cases. Okay. Now, lahach lishnedom Abaye ibosach shosha azlis. What's the other pshat? Inside is Vaday Tomei, outside is Vaday Tor. There's no case of Sofek. Then Abaye will be like Reb Chiya, will say Reb Chiya is talking inside and he's against Rav Katina. Because according to Abaye, there's no case that's Sofek. Good. Now, what's Rav Huna? Rav Huna is very good. Because Rav Huna holds that inside is Vaday Tomei, outside is Sofek. Is they a good? Reb Chiya and Rav Katina have no machloikis at all. It's very good then. Reb Chiya is talking min aluv lefnin, and Rav Katina is talking min aluv lachutz. Again, in the two lashonis of Abaye, we have to make machloikis in over here. Because in the first system, Abaye, there's no vaday case, only sofik. So good. That's Rav Katina. In any case, it's sofik. And Reb Chiya is chaylik. In the second way, in Abaye, there's only vadays. Vaday tomei, vaday tor, there's no sofikis. So he's like Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is talking inside, and Rav Katina is against him. In Rav Huna, we don't have to make any machloikis in there. Nobody has any machloikis. The din inside is Vaday Tomei. The din outside is Sofek. Rav Chiya is talking inside, and Rav Katina is talking outside. Now we have a fourth possibility. What do we do with them? Do we have the first Amoraim? They learned Sofek and Sofek. So with Rav Katina, they're okay. Says the Gemara, are they necessarily against Rav Chiya, or can we work them out to Rav Chiya? Says the one interesting thing. Lirav, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Lirav Huna is very good. Because again, Rav Huna says inside is Vaday Tomei, outside is Sofek Tomei. It's perfect. Lo pligi, nobody has any machloikas here. Kan min aluv lifnim. Reb Chiya is talking min aluv lifnim. Zok techayov in olof. Altumus mitzvos Vaday Tomei. Kan aluv lachutz. Ela vil de gemara visin. Lirami bashmul av yitzu brei dev Yehuda. Who said, amim min aluv chutzveikoy tor. Min aluv sveikoy tomei. They hold Sofek. Now with Rav Katina is perfect. Can we fit them with Reb Chiya? Is there a way to make them fit with the priya? On off hand, not? They say sofik sofik. Asof tovadai. Zogim on no. Hani b'may metukmo min aluv lifnim lema pliga the priya. Loi kasha. Zogim on zay. Kanshe nimtzu bekarka proizdor. Kanshe nimtzu begag proizdor. The Gemara splits it one more time. When it comes, there's two cases of min aluv lifnim. Again, the way they have it is the cheder, when the dam comes out of the cheder, the opening from the cheder to the proiz door is on the bottom of the proiz door. The dam should run out along the karka proiz and right on out. Then there's the gag proiz. That would mean that the dam jumped up somehow. It came out of the marker and jumped up to the top of the proiz door. Zong zaze. If the dam is found by karka proiz door, that's of course what I told me. Because there's absolutely nothing wrong. That's exactly where dam should be. It went perfectly out. That is where dam should be found. I don't have to start choloming. She jumped, she didn't jump. I gave poshet. I assume natural. But where did they say sofeg? You know what they said sofeg? They said sofeg on the top of the proiz door. How in the world did dam get to the top of the proiz door? No dam should be found there. Dam acheder should run out the bottom and go down. Came out from the lull, it slanted, it should have gone forward. How did it get on that upper piece of Gaga Proizdo? So there is no natural way to explain it. Either, what happened here? Either it was lull dam that should have flown down and she jumped, punks, or went up the hill, or it came out here and she made a really wild jump and it flipped all the way up to the Gaga Proizdo. So again, what they're saying is, Avada, we go with the Chazoka. We're not stop making Sveikis here. We go with the Chazoka. The chazaka is you find it in a normal place. So on a karka proizdor, of course it's tomei vade. But on gaga proizdor, how did the dam get there? It obviously got there this way or it got there this way. She jumped this way, she jumped. Okay, that's a sofek. So when they said sofek min aluv lefnim, they meant begaga proizdor. Well, right. Okay. Good.